Hey, what's up, guys? Travis here. And if you've been following me or my story for any length of time, you know that I started a company called Guestio about a year and a half ago now. And one of the things that we are doing this year in 2022 is we're building a concierge program called the Fast Pass that allows you to get booked on top quality shows and platforms for the purpose of spreading awareness for your brand, grabbing attention, growing your credibility, your authority, et cetera, et cetera. And so if you are listening to this right now and you are a seven-figure plus entrepreneur and you have a budget to bring in traffic, attention, credibility, authority to your brand, then this might be a really great program for you. Just head over to travischappell.com/10K. Why 10K? Because we guarantee in this program that you're going to be able to speak in front of 10,000 people within 90 days. Okay, 10,000 people within 90 days. Imagine getting on a stage in front of 10,000 people to share your message, your story. Well, that's exactly what we are doing inside of this program through virtual stages like podcasts or virtual events or YouTube channels or blogs. You name it, we are working with it and we are trying to get you booked on those platforms. So travischappell.com/10x. There's a quick application there. And then right at the end of that application, it'll prompt you to set up a phone call where you'll jump on a call with me and we'll talk through whether or not you're a great fit for this program. Please act fast on this. Do not wait because we are only taking on one or two clients a week due to constraints with our team and the limited supply of high quality shows and platforms that are out there in the market. So if that's you and you're really wanting to explode your brand in 2022, head over to travischappell.com/10K, fill out the application, schedule a quick phone call, and you and I will chat really soon about whether or not this would be a great fit for you. Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
Hey, this is Chris Winfield, the Super Connector.
Hey, this is Bedros Koulian, founder of Fit Body Bootcamp and author of Man Up.
Hey, this is Billy Jean from Billy Jean Is Marketing.
And if you want to learn how to connect with the people that I know,
and if you want to sharpen the skills of networking,
and if you want to learn how to be memorable in your relationship,
you should be listening to Build Your Network.
Build Your Network podcast.
Build Your Network podcast.
With my good friend, Travis Chappell.
Travis Chappell.
With the homie Travis Chappell.
Welcome back to the show. I believe that who you know is more important than what you know. If you agree, then keep on listening for tips on how to cultivate meaningful connections the right way. If you disagree, then tune in anyway to let me prove you wrong with my journey. My name is Travis Chappell, and this is the Build Your Network podcast.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Build Your Network podcast. Today is another compilation episode. We're in the middle of a series about mentorship and masterminds, and there's been some tremendous value been given so far, and I can't wait to share today's episode with you all. But first, you hear my guests and I talk a lot about masterminds here on the show, obviously, especially with these last few compilation episodes that have been going out. If this is a new term to you, or you've always kind of wondered exactly what a mastermind is, you're definitely going to want to take my free mastermind course. It is everything you need to know about masterminds in just six short lessons, and it's 100% free. So there's literally no reason to not at least see what it's about. Just head over to freemmcourse.com/enroll to grab that course and start today. This is one of the most frequently asked questions that I get is, hey, Travis, what is a mastermind? You talk about masterminds all the time. I don't really know exactly what that is or what, like, where do I find one? Who leads them? All those different types of questions. If any of those have ever come up in your head, just head over to freemmcourse.com/enroll to grab that course and start today. Hey, everybody, welcome back to another awesome topic episode here on the show. This is Adding Value Part Number 2. And I can't wait to share it with you guys. Today is going to be with Chris Winfield, Bedros Koulian, and Billy Jean. Chris is the PR guy. I mean, this guy has more connections in the media world than just about anybody that I've ever met. And he is a master at being able to connect with other people and add value to them on a regular basis and build real, genuine relationships with them. And then we have Bedros Koulian, who is the founder of Fit Body Bootcamp, a $300 million gym franchise. He's the best-selling author of the book Man Up and has his own podcast called Empire.
higher. And Bedros adds some tremendous value to so many people and does a great job of doing that here on the show as well. And then we have Billy Jean, who is an amazing video marketer down in the San Diego area. His videos have been seen over 500 million times by people online, and he's built an 8-figure digital marketing agency down there in San Diego in the last 4 or 5 years. So all three of these people, amazing guests, know how to add value and create value for the people like crazy. And I can't wait to get into that with you guys. But first, really quickly, we have all heard the Jim Rohn quote, "You're the average of the 5 people that you spend the most time with." Imagine being able to build out those top 5 people and personally select the caliber of people on that list. Literally nothing would be out of your reach if you could always fill that inner circle with the people that are crushing the thing that you're trying to crush. This was a mere dream to me just a couple of years ago, and now I can say I'm blessed to be able to carefully curate my circle with the people I want to be around the most, and now you can do the same thing. I recently created a training and community just for people who are interested in always being able to customize and fill their top 5. It's called Explode Your Network, and it is everything that you need to know to exponentially grow your connections, level up your inner circle, and shorten your runway to success without annoying a single person or printing a single business card. Plus, it's attached to a community of like-minded people who are all interested in doing the same exact thing. So if any of this is important to you at all, you're going to want to be a part of this elite movement. Take action. Head over to travischappell.com/explode to finally take control of your inner circle and shorten your runway to building the life of your dreams. And now here's adding value part number 2 with Chris Winfield, Bedros Koulian, and Billy Jean.
Tell us about some ways. So I know you're talking about at the beginning about some different things that you always try to add value to somebody when you're first meeting them, when you're first chatting with them. And there's never a hidden agenda behind that. Give us some ways, like some more practical ways. Like, what does that exactly mean? Like, how do you just go add value to somebody without them thinking like, is this person just, you know, seeing what they can do for me so that they can ask me to do something for them? What are some practical ways that you can make that happen?
Well, I think one of the most important ones is to, in terms of like, all right, let's say you're talking to somebody, you have a meeting or a call or whatever. You want to know one of the easiest, most effective ways to figure out how you can add value to people. Ask them questions. Ask them questions about themselves. Actually get to know them. You'll hear everything in that conversation if you're willing to listen, because guess who people like to talk about? They like talking about themselves. Right. So I think that there's like always like this idea that we have to go and be so prepared or, you know exactly what we're going to do to help somebody. And that's not the way that I look at it. I'm more where I want to get to know them. I want to get to understand what they're all about. And, you know, then I can figure out from there, like literally, like right, while somebody's talking, I'll know ways to help them. Or maybe there's nothing I can actually do to help them. You know, it's very rare, but I think that there's, you know, it comes down to that. You know, I was at this event on Friday, and there was a guy there who, you know, he just has this amazing business. We didn't even get a chance to actually talk. I had connected with him afterwards, and I said, you know, I'd love to talk and learn a little bit more. He knew enough about me to say, okay, cool. We got on the call. I didn't know what the hell I was going to be able to do to help him out. Mm-hmm. And when we started the call, I didn't even know much about his business or, you know, anything. And this is like, it's a serious, like what he's doing, it's like, it's big. And we had a 30-minute call scheduled. We wound up talking for 53 minutes. He talked for most of that because I just kept asking questions because I'm interested. You know, I think like being curious and like actually caring about people.
Genuinely interested. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. And, you know, by the end of that though, there was very specific things that I told him that I could help him with. He offered me some amazing things that I wasn't expecting or anything like that. And, you know, we'll see what comes from that. But it is that. And, you know, I think another thing is, one thing that I believe is that enthusiasm is really underrated. And, you know, by showing up and being excited and like actually caring and that making it sound like you care, because that's what people, they want to be seen, they want to be heard. And that's a really, really important thing just to remember.
Yeah. You said before when you were working at the job that you were at before, and you said you weren't enthusiastic, you weren't excited. Was it basically just making a shift into doing what you wanted to do that made you more enthusiastic, more excited? Or was it like a mindset shift that you consciously worked on to change?
Both. Both. So because I think it's not, so I always explain to people, I work really hard to make my life easy. And what I mean by that is that I have a daily practice, daily routines, these things that I do every single day. You know, most of them are in the morning to make sure that I'm in the right state of mind, because it doesn't, you know, what I've found is I can easily forget how good my life is and how good I have it and how fortunate I am and how, you know, all these things that I'm telling you, I can easily forget all that, you know, yeah. It can just go away if I'm not conscious of that. So it's a good combination. You know, I don't think that there's any circumstance, so the right career, the right job, the right relationship, the right amount of money, anything that will just make you happy or like make me happy. You know, I was always waiting for that.
Yeah.
So I'll be happy when I sell this company or when I make this. And then like that stuff would happen. I'd still be, you know, it would be great for a half hour and then I'd be miserable. So I think it's more about, you know, the journey and just like doing and practicing the stuff on a daily basis, you know, than any particular area or just like circumstance.
Yeah, that's so important to differentiate between those two, because that's something that I feel like I need to work on as far as my enthusiasm level goes. So I'm not naturally like a enthusiastic, like high on life kind of a person, you know, like I'm more like keeled, like,
sure.
But you're right. It is way when you're first meeting somebody, your first impression's everything. And when somebody is enthusiastic, when I first met you, Chris, I could tell that. I could tell that you were enthusiastic, happy, and ready to tackle the next obstacle. And it's a contagious energy, you know, that when you get around people like that, and it makes a really good first impression. And first impressions when you're building relationships are really important.
This episode of the show is brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Hiring used to be hard. Multiple job sites, stacks and stacks of resumes, a confusing review process. But today, hiring can be easy and you only have to go to one place to get it done. ZipRecruiter.com/BYN. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, but they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands and thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job. In fact, it's so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. And right now, my listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/BYN. That's ZipRecruiter.com/BYN. ZipRecruiter.com/BYN. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. What's up, everybody? Just wanted to take a quick second and give a shout out to my favorite new podcasting app, Himalaya. If you are not listening to podcasts on this app, you are definitely missing out. It's like a social media app, but for podcast listeners. Follow your go-to shows, like and comment on your favorite episodes, and download professionally curated playlists made just for you. So head on over to your App Store or Google Play Store, download Himalaya today, and then thank me later.
Well, I'll tell you why it's so important to grasp that whole concept, right? Because once you know there's better opportunity for you, I think as a human, you have this built-in curiosity to explore. We have it today. The problem is not enough people are willing to take the risk to go explore those opportunities. And so they stay complacent in mediocrity. Well, my dad was like, hey, look, you know, I've heard the United States has this, that, and the other, and freedom and opportunities and freedom of speech. And you can earn as much money as you want. You don't have to, you know, operate silently and be quiet against the government. You can voice your opinion. And he liked that idea. Like, he was a very forward-thinking communist. And so to him, it was worth taking the risk. I mean, look how big the risk was today.
Right, exactly.
If someone's watching this, right, or listening to this, and they're like, well, you know, I think there might be an opportunity in me being an entrepreneur or building a side hustle, but the risk is maybe getting laughed at. The risk is maybe losing a few $1,000s or maybe even losing some time. My dad's risk was potentially losing his life, right? And then, of course, my brother, sister, anyone older, because I was 6 years old, probably get imprisoned and I'd probably end up in an orphanage. Like, that was the risk he was willing to take for the opportunity that he saw. And so having seen that risk that he took when I came to this country, and my dad's like, hey man, look, you can become anything you want. You can do anything you want. You can make as much money as you want. The only thing that you have to do is serve the people of this country. Like, you have to be in service of people, right? That was the biggest thing he told me. He was a master networker. The reason we were able to escape is he knew all the KGB agents in our community. He knew people in the consult. He was, my dad had the gift of gab. and he knew how to win people over.
Yeah.
And he was so good at networking that he had made the right connections and he knew who to bribe. Because you show up with 25,000 rubles and you offer it to the wrong person, you're
screwed also
again.
Get put to death. Yeah.
right. So there's many ways to get put to death, right? In the Soviet government. Right. And so because of that, when I saw that he was willing to take those risks when he saw opportunity, and he told me that, hey, you can become anything you want as long as you are in service of people and networking and connecting and adding value to their lives. The example he gave was come with the giving hand. Mm. I remember, one of the lessons he taught me was every morning we wake up and you have one of two shirts you can put on. One shirt says, what are you going to do for me today? The other says, how can I serve you today? Or what can I do for you today? Right. Mm. And he was that guy who puts on the shirt every morning and says, what can I do for you?
Yeah.
Because of that, people want to help him. And so that's how we made our freedom, escape to our freedom. And that's how I've literally been able to grow in this country as an entrepreneur, as a thought leader, whatever that means, now as an upcoming author, simply because I've stood on the shoulders of giants that I've reached out and added value to and helped. Yeah. And they've been kind enough to help me and then introduce me to people bigger than me that I had no access to.
I always know it's going to be a good conversation when at the very beginning, when I didn't even really ask about networking, we're already talking about networking and the value, because that's really the word, right, is value and how valuable that activity is, but also adding value to other people and not expecting anything in return, right? But that's the conversation we're going to definitely get into. But I do want to kind of jump back into the story here. So come over to the States, you're 6 years old, and then you come over your first month, you don't have any rent money, you're living with a friend that says, hey, you have 30 days, and then you're going to be out on your own. So like, you better save up some money. So your dad goes and gets like four jobs, your brother, your sister, everybody's working, and still no money for food. So what does your dad have you do?
Yeah, so the running joke in the family was, and this is another great lesson, no matter what hardships you're going through in life, like, keep your humor about you, The running joke in the family was that me, the six-year-old, I was the breadwinner. Even though everyone had multiple jobs. My dad was, he delivered newspapers at 2 a.m. and he was pumping gas at a gas station. And then he was a busboy at a pizzeria. My brother was a busboy at the same pizzeria during the day. My sister had a couple of jobs. But all that money was to get out of this guy's apartment. Like, the guy let us stay in his apartment for 1 month. And after that, you're on your own. So we didn't have money. We didn't speak the language. We didn't understand the culture. And so I was the breadwinner because my dad had discovered that behind every grocery store in America is a giant dumpster. And they throw away food by law that they can't sell because it's expired. Mm-hmm. Well, just because milk is expired or eggs are expired doesn't always mean they've gone bad, or cereal that is expired, right? And so my dad would lift me up into these dumpsters. And for me, it was a scavenger hunt. And I'd pull out bread and milk and cheese and cereal and lettuce that was rotten, but my mom would peel away enough of the leaves where there would be a little fresh lettuce head under there. Mm-hmm. And we would eat that. So really goes back to being resourceful. Mm-hmm. When you don't have the financial resources to walk into a grocery store and shop and buy the goods that you need, get resourceful. Is there a dumpster you can dive into, get the food that you need to survive? And that's what we did. And so my whole life has always been about, because look, as an entrepreneur, you are going to deal with hardships and risks, and sometimes you're going to lose money and maybe even reputation by accident or by a bad decision, whatever. And if you don't have your humor about you, and if you are not a resourceful person, and if you're not resilient, in other words, falling down and willing to get up 100 times, you will fail. So those three things have been like the core of what I've always carried with me throughout my entrepreneurial career, is humor, resourcefulness, and resiliency.
Yeah.
And they've served me well.
So for example, with networking with me, is I'm very like independent, and like our company, we like kind of stay ourselves. We didn't really team up or meet up with too many people for a long time. And part of the reason was for that is because I didn't feel like I had something to bring to the table. So for example, like everybody, like if someone can network, right, they may say things like, I want to network with Tony Robbins, right? Who would be considered world-class, maybe one of the top entrepreneurs right now that's out there. But if I asked them, if you were sitting with Tony Robbins, how could you help him? They'd probably be like, quiet, well, I couldn't. I just, I want him to help me. And it makes it all about you. And that's never worked for any networking situation. So make sure you come to the table and you got your thing. So my thing is that I can make videos that sell, and I can do it on social media. I can do it better than almost anyone in the world, most people in the world.
Yeah.
And because of that, if I was sitting across from Tony Robbins right here, or whoever it is, or Damon John sat in that chair or this chair, I can sit there and I can feel great about myself because I know if he gave me any of his companies, I can make more sales for them leveraging this stuff. And I know it better than anyone on his team.
Yeah.
So even though he's got way more business knowledge in this, more money, more TV time, all of these things, I got my thing that allows me to contribute, which makes networking way easier.
Yeah.
And secondly, I also have audience. I have reach. We have people. So when I go up to, you know, that other person and they want to promote their book, I have an audience to do that to. And if I tell people about my book, they will buy it.
Yeah.
So again, just being aware that in order to make the big relationships you really want to connect with, you got to have something to bring to the table. Also too, Kevin O'Leary said this once, which is another shark, Shark Tank, one of my favorite shark. And Kevin O'Leary says, someone asked him a question in an interview, like, how do you meet people like blank, you know, the Cubans and all this stuff? And he said, very simple. You pay them. People go, wait, I don't understand. Like, I don't have any money to pay them. Yeah, that's the point. You haven't created enough value to even be able to afford them. So your chance of being able to sit at the table and eat with them is rare. Yeah. And then at one point you get enough like audience and value to the point where it's a mutual exchange. Right. So now when I meet most people, it's like, cool, I know what you do, I need to do. There's mutual respect there. Like, let's get together and money's not a discussion.
Right.
But while I was getting things going, pay for someone to come.
Right.
Because once people see that one person you're associated with, to attract the rest becomes way easier. So do not be afraid to pay for something. Are you kidding me? That's the fact that you could afford to pay them says it all.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So
it's all about the value exchange.
Yep.
If you
it's
can't,
a trade. It's trading.
Yeah.
You know?
If you can't afford to pay, then you got to figure out a different way to add value. It just makes sense.
Yeah.
You know? But that's the difference though between the people who will connect with somebody and build a real relationship and the people who will run up to somebody at an event, shake their hand, take a selfie, and then post it on Instagram like they're best buds, but then the other person has no idea who they are.
Exactly.
Right? It's all about that positioning, which all stems from how much value you can add
to
somebody. Can you talk about like a couple ways when you don't pay? So like if you're not paying somebody for coaching, but you want to connect with them, can you talk about a couple different ways that you add value?
So like it's always going to be independent and subjective based on your skill set. Mm-hmm. So like for me, for example, like Rob Dyrdek is someone who I've always looked up to forever. Mm-hmm. You know, how would I leverage like getting in front of him when you reach these people and money is not even a motivator, even if you do have it.
Right. Give
a, and so one thing that I would like offer is growth in his companies. He's got a big portfolio of businesses. One thing that I would probably offer is just, hey, I'll do your marketing for free.
Yeah.
Simple, because I know how to do that. Another thing that people are aware of our skill set is videos. We do a lot of videos and they're crazy. So, hey, I'll do a video for you for free. Mm-hmm. But listen, if someone, that only works because in our particular position, our ads have been seen a bunch of times. So if they weren't seen and I was just coming in the beginning trying to get in front of someone, instead of just saying, hey, I'll make you a video, I would just make the video and I would send it to them and say, here is a video for you. Yeah. Do you like it? And then they don't probably know what I'm going to do. I'm going to make them another fucking video.
Yeah.
And you know, if they don't answer that one, I'm going to make them another fucking video. He's going to have 12 videos. Right. Then finally, you're going to be like, yo, all these videos have been pretty tight. One's going to get to them.
Yeah.
And they're going to say, oh, cool. Can I pay you to do another video?
Mm-hmm.
And I say, sure.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Right. Like, so it's just, just take shots, guys. Like, the other thing too is like, don't be afraid of no's. Expect them.
Yes.
Fucking no, you're going to, you will likely hear a no first. That is when any true salesman will tell you, when you hear the no is when the sell begins. Anything before that, you were order taking.
Exactly.
You were selling.
Yep. You know? Yep. Exactly. If you didn't get a no, you didn't work for that at all.
Mm-mm.
Like those are, so I have a water business that's separate, obviously, from the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I have door-to-door sales reps that go out and sell my water product.
Yeah.
That's one of the things I tell them. I'm like, look, the difference between making $45,000 a year and $200,000 a year as a salesperson is being a closer. Like the fact that if you can take no's, then you can like go door to door and you can still make money. It's just a numbers game at that point. But you're going to be in that $50,000-$60,000 range. But if you can go and then learn how to flip those no's and turn them into the yes, now you can unlock like real income potential and make it happen that way. And now coming into the podcasting world, I've learned rejection on a whole new platform, bro, because like door to door, like I don't care at all what like Joe Schmo says about it, right? Like Joe Schmo slams the door on my face, tells me to get the F off his porch. Like I don't care.
Yeah.
But when I'm reaching out to like somebody that I like really respect and admire, and I'm like, hey man, we'd love to have you come on my show. Love to, you know, and they're like, no, it's like, ah, but that one hurt a little bit more. But yeah, you just have to expect it. It's just part, it's literally just part of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and a lot of times, especially with people that you're trying to connect with, a lot of times it's like literally people take it so personally. Yeah. And it's not personal
at all.
It's
never personal.
Like, for instance, with you, how many people do you have like reaching out to you like on a weekly basis?
I can count.
Yeah. Literally. Can't count them. So people take it so personally. They're like, well, he talks about helping people, but he won't even respond to my message.
Oh my God. It's like, bro, we have so many of those. I'm just like, stop. Yeah. Stop. Or people too. What we get a lot of is people get mad that we don't take their money, you know? And I'm like, look, that's the difference in where we're at as a company. It's like, you're not seeing Billie Jean 6 years ago where I'd do anything for a buck because I needed it. Like, people are like, I had hard earned money, but they literally put me on a wait list and made me fill an application and I just got over it. Exactly. We don't want to fucking work with you. That's like the point of the process.
If that was all it took.
Yeah, we're not interested. So it's just funny, man. Well, dude, I appreciate this, man. This is good.
Well, that's it for today's show. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you'd like to learn more about how we've been able to get some of the guests to come on the show, I've created a totally free resource called Meet Your Hero. So if you'd like to connect with people you respect and admire that are difficult to reach, you're going to want to go to travischappell.com/hero to take action and start that training today. Have a wonderful rest of your day and remember to leave every relationship better than you found it.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.